The Maril in Hilchas Sukkah brings the Maris Segel that asks, why is it we find that Rashi and some of the Gedolim Rishonim seem to be Mairich in two Masechtas and Shas more than many other different Masechtas? For example, he brings the Masechta of Sukkah and the Masechta of Erevin. And so he brings the Maril Akasha. He answers B'Shem God Lechot, that God Lechot tiny that because the dinim of Sukkah and Erevin are Rechoiking Midas Habriyes. For example, as Alochot of Gudasik, as Alochot of Doifin Akuma, Lechi, Koira, Lobot, so many different Alochot, and maybe these are Alochot that are Mamish Rechoik Midas Habriyes. Imkain, that's the reason why some of the Rishonim were Mairich over here in the Masechta Sukkah then other Masechtas in Shas. Kiyodua, the words of the Kavayosha brings down that if the Sukkah is made in the correct oifen, so Mamish the Sukkah turns into Mamish like a Beis HaMikdosh. They bring down a mitzvah from the Triska Magid that Erev Yom Tov, Erev Sukkah, the Triska Magid was holding Mamish standing in the entrance of the Sukkah, and he said, how's it shayach for me to go inside the sukkah? We just said on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Moshul Kecheres, and we compared ourselves, Mamish, to a piece of cheres, a piece of earthenware. And now we know that the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch, that it's also for a person to bring in Kli Cheres into the sukkah. So he asked him, hey, Chadesa, we're allowed to go in. So he answered that there's only one takon, and there's only one help that we have for Kli Cheres, and that is if you break it. If you break it, Kli Cheres, the Meila becomes good to use. The Mele, he said, let's break ourselves in Anova, and maybe we'll be able to go inside the Heidegger Sukkah. The Divrei Chaim one time, Erev Sukkos, said, how can it be against Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur's gone past, I haven't had time to do tshuva yet. Chassidim, Mamish Herz, Shazach, and Divrei Chaim, they couldn't understand what to do. Divrei Chaim says, if anyone eats a kiyadua from the Arizal, it's a Togoyse Inyan and Erev Yontov of Sukkos Dafka to give stocker. So he borrowed a lot of money from the Chassidim, and he gave stocker, and he said, oh, now I'm becoming many, many mitzvahs. Kenzan, I can be zoicha to go inside the sukkah. The Eid Hashem, I'd like to go through. It's not shy to go through everything. I learned to request from different people what was more important, what less important. Some of the ikar zachen that is nageya for a person's own sukkah, his own house. What's nageya when a person travels, when a person goes to different places and he finds different sukkahs. Baruch Hashem will help. We have sukkahs all over Eretz Yisrael. You go to parks, you go to zoos, you go all over the place. Even in Chutzlar, it's now Baruch Hashem. You have to know whether these sukkahs are mamish lechatchila or b'diyeved or mamish posel. It's nageya to a person's own sukkah as well. So we'll try to touch upon mamish b'kitza. You understand yourself that these halachos require 3, 4, 5, 6 shiurim b'yin on each different sugya. But upon him, as a kid's version of each one, we'll try Be'ez Hashem to be mekatzer, go through each halacha. We'll start with number one. The etzem, the makor in the Torah, we know from the pasuk parashas in there, Vayikra Chof Gimel, where the Torah says, Besukas teishru shibas yom, straight away the tshuvas harashba, is medayik from the loshen of the pasuk. It doesn't say in pasuk, teishru besukas. Because if it would say teishru besukas, it would mean that there's a chiyuv for a person every minute of sukkas to mamish to teishru besukas. Elamai says besukas teishru, which is the pshas of the Rashba, and the Chasam Sofer brings it down as well, that it means that about it there's no chiyuv be'etzer for a person to be sitting in the sukkah every single minute of the day, of all the 7 days, or 8 days of Yom Tov. It's a mitzvah chiyuv, it's a mitzvah kiyuvis. It's a shayim in chaschinich already, but it's a mitzvah that whenever a person wants to make a kviyas, they mainly have to go inside the sukkah. And that's the mamish about the medayi, the loshen from the sukkah teishu. If you want to sit, if you want to make a kviyas, then it has to dafka be inside the sukkah. It's a voice enough community. You do all the words that you show the shoyish va'avoida, which many people don't like that sense, because he writes over there that a person mamish every minute and he's not in there b'chol rega b'rega, he gets mamish a'onish for it, which a lot of the svarim bring down. How can it be? It's not meant to be like a prison, it's meant to be teishu. To do over Chulayk, but on the point that's not even dying over there. Unkus brings down our apostolic over there when it says, Mesukas Teshu Shivas Yomim is referring to Ananiya Kovit. We know the Gemara in Sukkah Dalabom and Beit. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Mufurish brings a machlekes with Bikiva and Rebeleza. There's a machlekes with Bikiva and Rebeleza, we're discussing over here the Ananiya Kovit. Or is it Sukkos Mamish? The Mice of the Torah and Rebbe showing him, this is our Paskin Alocha, that we're talking about the Anani HaKovit. Very important. The Heilige Bach. The Bach is medayik from Loshon HaTorah, a very, very important yesod. And he wants to say, Zug the Bach, that the mitzvah of Sukkah is not doime to many other mitzvahs that we have. Right? So you do the Gishmuz also by Helpful Tefillin. But Kapolin the Bach says that this mitzvah is different. Why? because steht in Torah, the man yedu Torah seichem. We see that the Torah was makpid, that a person must have a certain kavana in mind. That every single time that a person goes into the sukkah, there are two kavanas that he has to have. Kavana number one is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Kavana number two is for the Anani HaKovit. So these are the chatzchilas of the Bach, are the two kavanas that you must have when you enter the sukkah. The shayla is, what's bidi end? No, he sat inside the sukkah. He didn't have that kavana. He ate a shtick of mazonis. He didn't have kavana. What's the halacha? So the Kuriyakov time is the halacha, that if you didn't have kavana, you're not yitzah. So the Kuriyakov, again, I'll feed the Bach, you were not yitzah the mitzvah of yeshivas besukkah because you didn't have kavana. The Prima Godim is chayit. The Prima Godim and other priests can hold, no, it's not miyaki. Tadim lechatzchila. How do we paskin? So the Mishnah Berurah writes the halacha that avada lechatzchila, a person must have these two kavanas when he goes inside the sukkah. Oh, but for the Eved, if he doesn't have these kavanas, avada he's going to be yaitzah. If Shloima Zalman Zatzal in a Chuvan Mincha Shloima, and if they pass my the Chazanish, paskin the halacha, that if a person goes into the sukkah and he doesn't have the iki kavanah that he's meant to have, not only does it have to be on the first night, or but every single time he goes into the sukkah, it's not dafkan eshtanah. It's every single time, every single day of Yom Tov. He must have these kavanahs. Zukum shloim azalman a chiddush, and it means rishonim as rais, I'm not going to be myrik in it. I'm going to say paskin the mice of the chazanish. That if you don't have these kavanahs, not only when you're not yaitza, the mitzvah of sukkah, but it's ki'il, you ate in the house. And that you get an aveira for eating in the house, not in the sukkah. As I pass from the maestro of Shlomo Zalman, the halacha, and as I pass from the chazanish. But again, I'll feed the Mishnah Berurah, mechatzchila to have the kavanas, but the yevet, the feed the Mishnah Berurah, you are going to be yaitza. Is there any makor to build a sukkah? So pashtus we don't find anywhere in Shulchan Aruch, anywhere in Shas, it tells us that we have to have to build a sukkah. As the maestro, the Chassam Sofer holds and the Zofer Etzem is based on the Tshuva Zarashva, that building a sukkah is a hechsher mitzvah. There's no chiyuv for a person to build a mitzvah. He can get somebody else to build it for him. It can be ready built from last year as long as he's got a sukkah yishana b'chule. As the maestro, there's no mitzvah, the etzem of the asiyas sukkah. However, Rashi in Makis Dav Chesam and Aleph, and the Zofer Maestro Aruch and Neris Bedaik, also many other Achareinim hold no. The asiyas mitzvah is a asiyas sukkah is a mitzvah. It's learned from the pasuk Chag Sukkah is tasa l'cha. That you should make it. As we learned Rashi in the Zohar Kama Gedolei Achreinim, that there is a din for a person to build the sukkah by himself or with the shliach, whatever it may be. But a kavana in the etzem building of the sukkah is going to be a mitzvah. The Shlach Kodesh Ki Yadu and Masechtas Yuma brings down the vein to Santa Loshen. So the Shlach Kodesh like this. Toiv. That straight after Havdalah on Motzei Yom Kippur, portion of the Shlach Kodesh, I quote, Yisya'itz b'inyin ha-sukkah. Yisya'itz b'inyin ha-sukkah. The Beis HaShe'eva wants to bring from this Shlach Kodesh Araya that there's no chiv to build the sukkah Motzei Yom Tov. Motzei Yom Kippur, there's no chiv for a person to go along and actually build it. That's the next day. Elamai, what's the Shlach Kodesh coming to be Mechadish? That if you talk about the mitzvah, that's a chelik of the mitzvah itself. He brings over there that if a person talks and thinks and starts having all these kavanas about building of the sukkah, he should not do it in a dirty place. Why? Did they try? Is the ma'isa they want to be dying from there that if a person is mekayim a mitzvah simply on Motzei Yom Kippur. Let's say, for example, he's not managing to build a sukkah Motzei Yom Kippur, or he's not going to sukkah bachal to build. He's going somewhere they built it already for him. The ma'isa alpin is gedolei achoinim. The ma'isa we have a riot that a person would think misyayitz when a person would talk about it kavana of the sukkah. He's going to be yayitz of the mitzvah. Zud aruch hashulchan the same thing. If a person's got nothing to build, he's not planning to build the sukkah. Zud aruch hashulchan the halacha the ma'isa. Think about it. Learn the halachas of Hilchos Sukkah. Learn Shtikal Hilchos. Learn the Mesechtas Sukkah. Zug the Hilchos Shulchan. If you do that, you will mekayim the inyan of going mechayel lechayel, as we try to do daf gemotzi Yom Kippur for a person to go mechayel lechayel. Upon him, about that there is an inyan api halacha to build, start building the sukkah at least on a motzi Yom Kippur, or finish the sukkah, whatever your person is holding. Come again, Baita. We'll go a shtickel of peace day to Shulchan Aruch. I'm not going to speak at every 7 minutes as we go on, but if anybody's following, we are going our peace day to Shulchan Aruch. Lemaita, we'll start as a. We'll start with the things on top of the sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah Dav Tesma, the Aleph brings down as follows. Look at the Mishnah. Ha'oise sukkosoi tacha se'ilon,
ki'ilu oisesuka b'soich habayit. This is the notion of the Mishnah. Mimeira, zug the mitzvah, the Kuryakiv is medayik also from the notion of the Ramah over there, that it has to be that the sukkah is b'davka tachas ha-shamayim and nothing else. Mimeila, what's negeir sometimes to your own sukkah, or more importantly, when you go other places and they build these sukkahs in the middle of the park, in the middle of the zoo, and there's some trees hanging around over there. So about it, you have to know how much tree is hanging around over there. If it's a lot of tree, it's a b'shayla apostle mamash. But on the bottom, if it's only a couple of twigs hanging in there, a couple of leaves hanging in, it's not l'chatzchila. L'chatzchila, there is meant to be absolutely nothing on top of the sukkah itself, especially if it's a tree which is mamash apostle in Gunson. Now, what happens sometimes if the branches are not ba'etzem going on top of the sukkah, or you have the branches that are close and they sort of flap with the wind? So, Ma'aseh Tosfos and Sukkah Yud Gimel says that la'alacha ba'etzem, in that case, it's going to be kosher. Over Rabbi Nachman Zatzal said, la'chatzchila ma'adrin, a person should have to cut off those twigs because they're going to flap every so often into the area of on top of the tzar. The Ma'aseh, what would be negated to us, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, when you deal with apartments, is on top of your sukkah you've got washing lines. So we'll start number one with washing. What about stone washing? No, he puts up chalamoid, the chmesis if you do wash chalamoid, but Lamazogin he doesn't wash chalamoid, the kids' clothing, the chayim is mutter. And he puts up the washing over there to dry on top of your schach. What's that lock over there? So the ma'aseh avadu, it's kosher. On top of the schach, anywhere on top of the schach. Anywhere from the shemayim to your schach. That's what he's washing the ramah. The Maita, what do we do with such a case? La halacha vado vado, it's kosher. Ravosna shevet halevi writes, la chatchila, it's not good, because with choshish, that maybe the laundry is going to get tangled, and it's going to come to an amount of four tvachim, and that's not already la chatchila. Oh, but if it's only a washing line, there's no washing on it itself, this is very negay, or you have someone sticking out washing lines right on top of where your schach is, in the Maita, that is the Seder Gomel. A filu zukum mikroy kodesh and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, even if there's less than three between each one, we're not going into the cheshbon of lovud right now, but I'll call upon him, it's if a person has a washing couple of lines on top of his sukkah, on top of his scarf, there's no problem at all of having them removed at all. Now it's negeir sometimes, right? For example, there's also a shayla similar to this, a sukkah taka sukkah, right? For example, what happens if you haven't got enough space into the actual sukkah itself? So there's a couple of aces. Everybody in the Gansu Mishpacha wants to sleep in the sukkah. There isn't enough room. So what do you do? So there's a couple of aces. The Shaul Trooper brings one acer. He says he takes turns. He takes turns every single night, not a child. But maybe he took the Shaul Trooper. That's the best acer that he tied. There's another acer as well, which is Zalman's famous acer, which is Takahada. I found that they wish to be known in the yeshiva in Kultura. And that is, wait till the child is sleeping and slap him out. When a person is sleeping, his potum in a mitzvah, his potum in a mitzvah, he's got no chiyuv in the sukkah, so step him out, his potum, let the next child go in. I'll tell you how this is the gear, by the way. Very, very interesting. A fellow came to me today, very interesting to that. He's got a child of a bar chinuch. Let's say, we're not going to get the sheet of the Rishonim, the Achroim, the Shittas, the Rambam, the Topesh Mem, not getting into it. Lamazogin 9, the Kulei Alma, even 8, 7, the Maisa. He's a Mabish bar chinuch. Now, he's got a child of a bar chinuch. The problem is this child, for your duo, goes to sleep early, right? Twice, 8, 9 o'clock, whatever it is. And the father wants to sit down until 11 o'clock at night in the sukkah. So he's got the following problem. He puts his son into the sukkah. It's here. And the problem is, the son can't fall asleep in the lights. He says to put off the lights. The problem is he won't be able to learn. Who wins? The father or the son? The father's got a chiyuv, he's learning the race. When he sits in the sukkah, he's becoming a mitzvah in the Torah. Mashiach in the son, so the chiyuv is the rabbanon of chinuch. So who wins? The father or the son? So you can tell him, the rabbanon of the or maybe you can tell him that. Put the son inside, because the mitzvah is also for the father to put the child in bed, because it's also our chinuch, not to put him to bed. So I put him into the sukkah, put up the lights. Now I'm stam in the sukkah because I can't learn without dark. So I'm stam in the sukkah, I'm part of what's that child? The Maisa, the Mishnah Shesef, has the guy to chew of them, and he wants to tie the Allah for the best eight is mamash, what we said a minute ago. Put the child in with the lights off, wait till he falls asleep, schlep him out, lights go on, father goes and learns whenever he wants, and then put the child back in when the father. The Maisa of Chayn Kanyevsky passed in Allah, the cousin from Lakewood, that Maisa asked from Chayn Kanyevsky, and he told me Allah that Chayn Kanyevsky told him, father continues learning, nothing to worry about, he's the income. Okay. Uncle Bunny, anything else that? Bite. Another eight, bunk beds. Beds, and you can have bunk beds. Kabbalah Kazan, you have these Israeli bunk beds. One is not as stacked, one on top of the other, and calls on to revolt in the shape of the lady. That's a Mitzvah Gemara. That as long as you haven't got 10 spachim between one bed and the next bed, no problem. I feel that there's children going on each level, there's no shayla bechlal, there's no problem with sukkah takasukkah. Again, I'm not going into Indian or why, it's a kind of longest, but the Maisa, there's less than 10 spachim between one bed and the next bed, there is no problem, and he's stuck sitting under the sukkah, and he's going to the Mitzvah. Come again, Baita. What's Nagaya also, this is more Nagaya in Chutz Loretz. which is when you have the sukkahs that are built into the houses. Now that's coming to Sons of Zaffa when we get to those things. We'll speak out one by one as we get there and say the Shulchan Aruch. But over here, the Ramah passed in the halacha like this. Says the Ramah, what's the halacha when you've got one of these roofs that are kavua in the roof, and you swing it, you go to the side, you open it up with hinges, whatever it may be, which Shabbat not a shy, no boyna on Shabbos, Yontav. But if upon him, what do you do with Tasa below him in the Osu? So the Ramah passed in the halacha that you're allowed to go along and put the schas in there, I feel if the roof's not open, and then I'm not, you can open up the roof, there's no problem with passive lemon, outside, whatever, the longest that we can't go into. There's a bath, and the bath not only is a bath, it's also a mogen avom, it's also an erech ha-chayim, it's also chay odom, mishum ha-pastin like this bath. The halacha is you should not do that. Zuk the bath, you should open up the roof. Once the roof is open, kind of yontif, you put the schach on, now you can go on and close it. There is taka yishai l'tasa v'loim, and also in mimeila, after before yontif, you should make sure when you put the schach on to one a sukkah like this, to have the roof open for shas mais. Now, avada on yontif, there's no shai l'tasa. Every single time you open the closed roof, there's avada no shai l'tasa v'loim, and also that's mefurish in the Ramah. But one thing you should be makbid on the mat, Ephraim brings, which is also passed in the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, is also you should be makbid, that you should try to have the roof open for shas knisat hayoy. When Yom Tov comes in, it's kedai to the Matir Ephraim dafka to have the roof open of the sukkah, kedai that the sukkah is chal with other kedushas, ayin shah. Let me get invited. Decorations. Tremendous shy when we get to decorations. Best one will start like this. There's a Mishnah in Sukkah Dafyut. The Mishnah in Sukkah says, and I quote, Poyris oleo sodom mipnei achamo, oi tachteo mipnei ha nosh. Now there's a machlokes in the Gemara. The machlokes in the Gemara is, how close am I allowed to take this piece of carpet or this piece of cloth right next to the schach and it's still going to be kosher? Machlokes in the Gemara, the Maaser Rov Rishayin in Paskin like Shitas Lechista, that means that if the sodin, if the cloth is within four tefachim from the schach itself, it's 100% kosher, and as long as the psak l'aloch and shulchan aruch, which means theoretically, if a person wants to buy himself a beautiful tablecloth or a beautiful carpet and lay the entire area under the schach, because it should look nice. He doesn't like the look of the schach. He wants to have a nice geshmaka carpet, a nice geshmaka tablecloth all over. He covers the entire mokka in Mekotza. Mekotza, it's 100% kosher, mahadrin, mina mahadrin. That's why some sukkahs, for example, if you ever saw, have a sregim going on the entire place. Even though an esrog is avada, going to be possible the schach, because it's roiling kabel tumma, obelamaisis, lenoi, it's somewhat like the dalat tzvachim of the schach. There's no shayla bechlav, right? Again, we're talking about the chazanish, 38.4 centimeters. Not so much. 38.4, maybe there. That's the gabbing noise. What about decorations? So when it comes to decorations, the Mishnah Berurah and Halachos can makbid only on a decoration that is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim. That's the Maisa, the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because then it's a Mokim Choshev. Now when you have schach, you have noise decorations, or anything like that, that is close to 4 tefachim of the actual schach, the reason why it's the Seder is because it becomes bottled to the schach. Masha'enkin, when it's further fall from the actual schach, then it doesn't become bottled to the schach, and the Mela, that's going to be mastic in the shayla of a bottle of sukkah over there. Now, the Maisa, it means from there that we pass in there, as long as it's not 4 by 4, there's no problem, Bechal. Often there's a Maril. The Da'akim Moshe brings in the Zoe Paschal, the Maisa, and the Ramah, he brings the Maril that a person should not hang anything, even if it's less than Dalad al Dalad Tvachim, more, I'm further than 4 Tvachim away from the Schach. So, Mimele, Zug the Mishnah Berurah al Pizad, a person should not hang fruits. For example, certain fruits, whatever they are, pots of the Schach, and he hangs them on a string, small again about whose things, all these decorations that are little tiny things on a string, with a little spice decoration of a pomegranate and all these things, less than 4 by 4. Of if it's more than 4 Tvachim, 38 centimeters of Bidach as an ish, it's a problem. It's another apostle. Doesn't pass the sukkah for sure not. Or if it's not the chatchila to sit under such a place. That's the mice of the psak over the Ramah, Alpi the Maril over there. Alpi is psak, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Kama Abba Gedolin, the stipler, for example, as well, will not hang anything from their schach. I think if it was within Dalet Tvoch, they were machmeh. The Chazon Ish held it enough to be machmeh. But at the bottom, if you ever wondered why some people don't, again, about this Gosim and Hogim over here, about Tanya, I'm not going into. But at the bottom, the Maisa, those Boskim or Soymeh, they wanted to tie now. He, this Darke Moshe, that we should not hang anything in the Maisa. But what we have to understand is, as I La Halacha the Maisa, sometimes you can buy these beautiful decorations, big fat chandeliers. Right, so if you put it in the middle of the table, there's no shayla b'chlal. Who are there with any of these lights that you put there? But no problem. But sometimes you have these big festas out, and it could very shy to be 4x4, Chaim Nor Shita as well, Chaim Nor Shita. It's 32 centimeters, kind of shy. You have 32 centimeters, nice little decoration, a nice circle, for example, a nice square. You put on the sukkah over there. So it depends. If it's within dalat tzvachim from the schach, no baya. If it's more than dalat tzvachim from the schach, you must not sit under that mokum. If you're sitting under that mokum, it's kilu, you're not sitting in the sukkah b'chol, you've got to be careful. The shaila is, the mekoy kodesh, your tibes are frank, this is monikeh. What if it's chetzi chetzi? What if it starts off by 2 tzvachim and continues by 6? So it's like in within 4 and it's also out of 4. So the Maisim Tzibes and Frank is the stopping in this. Revolting and Shevet Talevi and Azani, the Psaq and Maisim for Missing Karyatis and Kachani is to be makel. Calls when it started, as long as it originated within the 4 tzvachim, then Avada, there's a mocking to be makel over there. Come again, Baita. The Haigat of Sugi for Maimit. Maimit and Sugi, we need Pasha days and days to go through the Inyonic. But it's Kedai to know these Inyonic because everybody's busy with the Chazanish Sukkah. It's Kedai to know what exactly was the Kavanah of the Chazanish. So we'll start like this. The Shulchan Aruch and Topic for Tess, the Halach and Sizayim, Paskins, and he brings the Vein to Sandazach. He brings the Chuvah Saramban. And he brings the Chuvah Saramban, Vein to the Vein. So this also brings it. The Shulchan Aruch brings it in the Lashon of Sofik. The Chuvah Saramban is the Sofik. If you take a ladder and you put this ladder on top of your sukkah, and in this on top of this ladder you lay all the schach, is it kosher or is it not kosher? That the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is mamish to be mistapik in such a shayla. There's a machlokes achronim. What is the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch? And after this machlokes achronim, the whole sugya of maimit comes about. Shitas hatat over there, tovish chavtes la halacha is. That the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chuvah Ramban be'etzem, was if such a thing as Mekabel Tumah, more than four, more less than four, to shine in Mekabel Tumah. Zug the Mogen Avom Nai, it's not the pshat. Zug the Mogen Avom, the suffix of Shulchan Aruch has nothing to do with Mekabel Tumah, not Mekabel Tumah. We know the Cholim of Mekabel Tumah, more than four or not. Oh, but what the suffix of the Shulchan Aruch is Maimit. What's the bayah with Maimit? What's the problem with putting schach onto something that is Mekabel Tumah? Zug the Mogen Avom, and this is the Yisoy, the whole Yisoy of Maimit, the Shema, Yoroi, the Sakhik, Oi. It's a chashash that if a person puts schach onto something that's Mekabel Tumah, we are choishish, he may come to put, he may actually use that as actual schach itself. Now, Lemaita, how do we pass in this Machoikas Achroinim? Again, you can understand, if we did Tag, there's no Shaila Maimit Pachlav, if we did Mogen Avom, there's no Vat. How do we paskin? So come up, all the Gedolei Achroinim are all paskin Geshitas Ha Mogen Avraham, and that's the Pshat of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Derech HaChai, the Chai Odom, and the Mishtabur LaHalacha. That Avada V'choshu V'shitas Ha Mogen Avraham, Mimela, Lechatchila, a person must not be putting his schar on a dover that's Mekabel Tumah. Lechatchila, we don't do it. B'di'eved, it's mutter. B'di'eved, you can make a bracha that. Now the Shaila is, what's B'di'eved? So normally we know, B'di'eved means stop, you're living like a B'di'eved like a Jew. That's it. No, no, it works. Over. No, no, that's what you're going to get. Over Zub the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Now there is mashallah also in the Chai Odom. Now, his B'di'eved is better than a regular B'di'eved. And it helps us a lot for many Shailas. His B'di'eved is, that I've had a chatchila not to put the schach on the door that's Mekabel Tumah. Oh, but if you did, you're not going to fix it up. And the chatchila you can go in such a sukkah and make a bracha. Now, Kamina, you go sometimes to people's houses, you go as a guest to someone's hiding a sukkah, or you go, I don't know where, and you find that, Christ, they don't know that halacha. So they put their schach straight on those metal bars around their mapeset. So again, the child of mine is mamish. Again, the chatchila, they shouldn't have done it. Lechatchila, you now are allowed 100% to make a bracha there, and your mamash having a mitzvah, lechatchila. Now, Zug the Ramah, not only do we have a maimit underneath the schach, Zug the Ramah, we have a maimit on top of the schach. As long as the maimit is the psa, the halacha of the Ramah. That's why the big shayla in the achronim is, if a person is allowed to put all these packs of stones and all these things on top of the schach, kidei to make sure that the schach stays in one place. Again, shayla of maimit l'mayla, the Ramah is maimit. And that's why Rissa Karelit Taka Paskin, the person has to be careful, you take these plastic ties, these little plastic ties, you know, the ones that you put in and lock inside it. So basically, you tie the scarf around it onto the beam of the roof. It's a massive shayla. It's a massive shayla from mine. I tell you from the mine. Mine of Kamin, it's a shayla of mine. Oh, but one thing you have to know, it's not. It's also on the matter. You have the wood as well. It's much better. The man, you only have that. I'll tell you why. The chenik is like this. So, I'll look at this. The chazanish is masking to this. That mine is the pshat that the schach will not be able to last without that maimed. But the kula alm is maskin. If the schach is on a dova she'ena mekabel tuma, and after it's done, after it can stay as zoy, I run around mechazeking it with a dova that's mekabel tuma, that's mutter. So for the dogma, you make yourself a beautiful sukkah, the schach goes straight on the wood, and the maimed can stay as zoy. But I'm worried, maybe some crazy tornado is going to come along, I don't know what's going to happen, I'm going to take nails and bang down my schach. So again, that's going to be mutter. Why? I mind it, then no. My schach can stay there beautiful. I don't need that screw today to hold in the schach. So after you finish the sukkah, you can start putting in all sorts of metals, whatever you want. As long as the schach can remain that way, then there's no shayla of maimed l'kulei alma. Came along the island of the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish wanted a taina, again it's up here, Ramban, it's from Shem Zaman, taina has a bit of a chodok on the Ramban, whatever it is, the longest time, we're not going into where the Chazon Ish gets his shita from a koponim. The Chazon Ish paskins, maimid to maimid. That means, not only are we worried about the item that's holding the schach, but we're also worried about the item that's holding the item that's holding the schach. Zutum Shem Zaman, the Mincha Shleima, the three shitas Chazon Ish, it's not just maimid, the maimid, it's maimid, the maimid, the maimid, the maimid, the maimid, the maimid, the maimid. All the way down until he gets to the floor. Zut the Chazon Ish, I mask him when it comes to the floor, is a different thing. The Chazon Ish is masking if you have a metal floor, it's a bad in Mekabel Tuma, there's no problem of maimed. Why? Because the floor, I'm not getting into Kauka Oilim, is not Mekabel Tuma, whatever it is. The mice the Chazon Ish holds, there's no problem of Kauka being Mekabel Tuma, Al Kabbalah, there's no shayla on your floor. But the shayla would be the Chazon Ish in everything. That means that there's an ounce of metal that needs to be there. Again, it needs to be there, because if it doesn't need to be there, you're doing it l'chadik, it's avada b'seida. Or if it needs to be there, l'fid l'chadik ish, you haven't got yourself a gavaldik a sukkah. But at the end, or not l'chadchila, I had a fellow who builds pergolas. He met me on the street, he gave me his card, he starts, oh, he's building for some brisker guy, and this brisker guy wants a chadunish sukkah. So he wants to know what to do, Boshet. He wants to hear his momish shalom, hesed moment over here, he gives you the job, it's a tremendous amount of money. And he wants to know how to build a guy's sukkah, I'll pee the chadunish. Now, the maestro to build the sukkah, I'll pee the chadunish, I'm not trying to be masquerade. There's an open how to do it, the cholashitas. I want to speak out two nekudas in the Chazon Ish that a lot of people have a mistake. There's a little bit of confusion in the Chazon Ish. One is a Chumra and one is a Kula. We'll start with the Kula, we like Kulas over here. We'll start with the Kula. One thing is a Zoy. First of all, before we get there, do we paskin that is Chazon Ish? Where is the Chazon Ish? And we can understand it. Of what's that law? Do we paskin that is Chazon Ish or not? The mice came out on the Gedoyle, but Oilem will put Chodok on this Chazon Ish. We don't paskin that is Chazon Ish. As Oilem, the mice you already see from the Magen Avraham, it's more Furish, as Oilem, the Magen Avraham is Pashtus. Hushet, that the Mogadim does not hold the mind, the Vilnagoyim, the Mishnebura, the Chalkas Yaakov, the Ambition, Ebn Yisrael, the Shlein Azam, the Shabina Rav, Rav Eliashev, Rav Moshe Shtemach, Jews and Hobbits, come on, all the Gedolim Poiskim. We'll hold it on this Chazon Ish again, Rav Shlein Azam has come up, come a rise from Rishonim, that there's no such riot to what the Chazon Ish is talking about. Adkideka, Mr. Garrett, it's telling that the Chazon Ish himself was only talking about those Medaktik and Bemitzvahs. I found Baruch Hashem last night, I mean, see a Gedolim. In the Orchus Rabbeinu and Chelik Hei, where he has the Hristophus and all the other Chalokim in Orchus Rabbeinu, he writes over there the Eitus Nemonis for one of the big people that were very corrupt to the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish begged him, not, and begged the ganze Mishpacha there, not to mefarsim this Chumrah, because the Chazon Ish is a Chumrah for me myself. I'm not interested in mefarsim it to the ganze Bel. Okay, also they have to write it for Chazon Ish for different reasons. The Koponim, the Meister, we the Choyer, the people, all the Poiskim, we don't the Meister pass that as Chazon Ish. People try to be machmir, people try to be machmir, the Heilige Sukkah, to get in a Chazon Ish Sukkah. But two nekudas inside the Chazon Ish, the Gabi Maimed, the Maimed, what does it mean? So number one, you'll ask most people, right, and come to the Sforum actually, if I can write this such as that, that you have these wood walls, and these wooden walls are connected one to the other with metal screws. They make them, right, each one is put together, you have these metal screws, one, two, three, connected together, gewaldig. That most people tell you, sorry to tell you, the Fida Mishnebura and Allah Afreinim, it's Kosher the Ma'ajid. Of the Fida Chazon Ish, it's not. Why? Because the only way that sukkah lasts and stands up is Aliyah the metal. So maybe it's a mind, it's a mind. Of what Baruch Hashem I found in the Maisa, in Chedushim the Biurim, from the Nimrod, random. Silindalah there in the sukkah. Chedushim Biurim writes that the three sheet of Chazon Ish, that's not mind, it's a mind. It's called mind. Why not? Zog the Chedushim B'Biurim, in the Maisa Moshe Shtomach in Moedim Azman, Chedik Alav is masking to this. Why is it not Maimed and Maimed Poshim? Maimed and Maimed is a Pshat, this is resting on this, which is resting on this, which is resting on this. Over here, the Schach Chedush Eichach to these screws. And he writes Al Kidekar, I feel as the only way that the walls will be able to make time over there is that if he screws over that and the whole thing will fall to pieces, that's not called Maimon the Maimon. And may I feel if he has an issue master with the Kavala the Sukkah. That's the Tzatzah could be made of. The Tzatzah be Machma, which they have to mention it, of a Kaponis, Moed Gehumma. Zut me Kray Kray, Zut me Chi Bezak Frank, Chedek Alef, Simchof Alef. What's the Taina Moed Gehumma? He wants the Taina that if you have a Maimon the Maimon where you don't need one of them, that's a minded. Meaning, look around, don't look around, but you have these metal frames that people build around their marquesets. That's done, metal sticks, metal frame, stuff that makes it easier to put the schach on. So what do they do when it comes to Yontif? When it comes to Yontif, they have a Mishnevura, they're only worried about minded doesn't bother us. So what they take these pieces of wood, and they put them all around, and the schach goes on the wood, and they're timing minded. That's called a maimit. Why? What should it say? Maimit, the maimit is a pshat that this needs that. Of a zutun, the mice over here, the wood and the metal has no shaitas. If you take away the wood, what would happen? The strap would go onto the metal. So the maimit calls man, you don't need the wood. That's not shaitas. That's not a maimit, the maimit. That's a maimit. That's it. And Rosh Chodesh Nisan will take a pasuk aloha this way. That means again, if it's a maimit, it's already not a chatzila, even according to us. Now the maimit, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan brings a Bakuri Yaakov, the Rafaneh, and he brings a Shulchan Aruch Harav, that Taka Mekel over here, and they tie the Nishna Zoy, they tie that feel if the wood is on top of the metal, it's still called the maimit, which means the aloha is going to be the Seder. But again, there are Kama Gedolim that are makbid afilu in such a shayla. Let me go back to Stik Schach. Is there any halacha with having thick schach? I know a person, the Maisa, Maisa Shohaya was a fellow in England. Kiyadua means a lot over there. And the Maisa came the Yontif morning after, I think it was the first night, he comes into davening, and he says, someone in the shul over there, he said, Baruch Hashem, we managed to sit the Gansa Suda into the sukkah, then we went to bed. He said, what are you talking about? Mama Shpirat the soup, we had to run out of there, it was raining. He said, what do you mean? All the way to dessert, always the pshat. He was more about afterwards, his shver put in the sukkah, such a thick schach, it took 4 hours for it to start dripping down. 4 hours! How could they cut? What's the halacha in such a case? There's a mode of chakira and a chashulchan. The chashulchan has a chakira that when it starts to rain, so I have a choice. Let's say you have a roof. Have a roof that can close, it starts to rain, so I either can wait. It starts to rain, I know it's raining, so I'll wait till the drops start coming in, then I'll put it in the sukkah, then I can go out. The only problem if I do that answer is the following problem. What's going to happen is it gets so soaked that for ages later it's still dripping, it's still dripping, it's still dripping. We made that feeling when the rain has stopped, the schach is still pouring down with rain, we still caught him in a sukkah. So Zuk the Aruch HaShulchan, I have a chakira. Should I close it straight away? I now, on a chanami, if I'm about to stick up on the mitzvah, but at least later I'll be able to go in for longer. Oh no, I'll mitzvah b'shaita. Shayim Mamela, when I go in right now, that's where I'm in. Don't worry about later, it's going to be later, and only close when it goes. It's the chakira of the Aruch HaShulchan, not upon it. Is there an Indian of the schach or not? The maista. There's a Mishnah Chafes Tamad Aleph. Zut the Mishnah. Hamu'uva kinim bayis ksheira. The Gemara brings the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Whether or not a person has to see the stars, the kerchovim inside the sukkah from the schach. Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Zut the Rosh. A Betzim the Ran. A Kama Abba Gedolia the Rishonim. That the Aganza machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is the din b'di'evet. The Kulei Almas Maskim l'chatchila. You're meant to see the stars from the actual sukkah. And there's only the Maisa Pasuk in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Shlita of the Shulchan Aruch, and there's only the Maisa of the Pshita of the Goy, is that not only do you have to see the stars by night, you have to see the stars during the day. How could they count that you push a look through and you see the stars of the day? Most Gedolei HaKhoinim al Nishta Zoy, the Bat, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Mishnah Berurah. I don't have to see the stars during the day. It's enough that I see the stars when I look at it at night over there. So that's the mice over there. Now, La Halacha Avada, even if you have very, very thick sukkah, schach, that you don't see anything, La Halacha is 100% kosher, and Avada you can make a bracha in such a sukkah. What about me? Lo Matzino in the Gemara, or in any of the Gedolei Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch Kamat, such a din that there's a problem with if it's so thick the rain can't come through. No, find such a thing. What we do find is the Torah. The Torah on top of Islam and Allah brings a shittas Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if the schach is so thick that the rain doesn't come through, it's possible. It's possible. As long as the pshat, the maestro Rabbeinu Tam. What's the pshat? So Shulchan is a murder gehezra. Zugdor of Ashur and Abshal at this, and Shita Zabedutta, he was a Tainet, it comes from a Mishnah in Tainet Stav, base of another. Zug the Mishnah in Tainet Stav, base. That we know that Shomim is a Simon Klala. I'm not going into the Shaila now. Where does it mean? It's just because Harambam, for example, in Chasukah, has a Dafka on the first night. There's some Sofer that's a Dafka in Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going into the Nyanim right now of that. Well, Kaponim. The Mishnah says that Sukkah, if it rains on Sukkah, it's a Simon Klala. If it would be Muta for a person to make Schach, so think that rain wouldn't come through. No, so it's a Simon Klala. Just make Schach, so think. And the Maisadov HaShulchan, Pshan Rabbeinu Tam is, you see from the Mishnah, look, you're meant to have an Efsharoi, you're meant to be able, that Maisad can go through, that's what the Rav HaShulchan says. The Maisad, the main reason that they bring down from Rabbeinu Tam, is Doimel Levayis. It's got to be Doimel Levayis, sorry, it can't be Doimel Levayis, it's a Schach, it's so thick, it's Doimel to a ceiling, Doimel to a ceiling is about a problem, and we'll choose someone will talk to go inside the house. Now, the Maisa, it's not bought in Shulchan Aruch. We do not find anywhere in Shulchan Aruch no Chasukah. There is an Inyan not to have very, very thick Tzchach, so rain can't go through. Over the Mishnah Berurah, in Kamu Mekoymus, and Azoy the Maisa, the Magen Avraham, the Taz, the Chai Azam, the Shulchan Aruch, Rab, they're all choshes for the Shitas of Rabbeinu Tam, that a Chatzchila, a person, is not meant to have Tzchach that's so thick that rain can't go through. Now, the Maisa. The Maisa. What happens with the Bikur Yaakov? If it takes time, dying, it doesn't go down right now. But what if it takes an hour for it to go through? Zukta the Kuryachav, about this to say that then I have another soul of the Rabbeinu Tam, because eventually it can come through. Zukta Mishnah Berurah, what type of rain? We're talking about it can't go through in a very stark rain. Now that means if the Utaka will go through, then you haven't got a soul b'chlal. But if it won't only go through in a small one, then it's no Shaila b'chlal. Now, before we go weiter, I have to mention, I can't leave this alone, of the Shaila that came up in Antwerp, which Allah Gedolei Potsim spoke about, which was the schach that they made in an oven that may nothing go through, right? So the hus. The kitsa. I went into a shtick because somebody told me originally he wanted to create a fan that goes on top of the sukkah that pushes away all the rain, pushes none of the rain goes through, and it's kosher. It was too expensive, it's too much of a noise. So they came up with a new etza. Came up with it, they made the schach, I'm sure everybody knows it. They have these half pipes made of bamboo or whatever, I don't know. And the half, and each one is one on top of the other, one underneath the other. So the kitsa, the rain will never get through under over there. And the maisa, some of the gadolei poskim, Rav Kreisler, for example, Paskin is kosher, Zukhu Vilyashin, Abadu is kosher. Why is it kosher? Poshet. What's the whole problem of Rabbeinu Tam? Of having it so thick that it doesn't go through, it's Kimim Bites. This is not Kimim Bites. As I passed in the Alocha, we trained the Zalman, the Alocha, the Maisa. But again, Tamek Adoyim, we talk to Machmi, we're Vosn, the Shev, the Levi, right? It's negative the Minig Oilam, it's negative Chazal, it's the Maisa. We don't do such a thing. There is a Shail in the Poiskim, whether a person is Mechoyim to try and do certain things, Kedei that the rain doesn't go in. There's a Shail, as they can, for example, if it rains, if a person should sit with the umbrella, push it, to sit with the umbrella inside. And what's the Nafkamin? It's not a Shail of oil, because we know that the oil that you hold Biyad is not an oil, as they pass in the Alocha, and Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Shintes Bald. We made it for the oil. It's like a sin of an umbrella. Or when the Maisa Allah posted to him, it wasn't even as a tzad, as could they have to say, that if it rains, what's the problem? Take us up a plastic tablecloth, put it onto the sukkah, and you enter the sukkah, it's some of three tzvachim to the schach. Mabaya, it's bottled to the schach, and it's mutton. You can sit in there. The Maisa Abad of the Gedoy, he has a tzad, as well. It's not passed in Aloha that way. But I'm upon the most of the Gedoy, the first of the Mahnish, we'll be doing all about Tommy Klob, Shem, Shmer, and Yashu's Atzal, that Abad, we don't do such a thing, that's not what Chazal meant. Because Chazal Abad said that his sukkah is potter, Faket, there's a rocket shop at that time is that if a person sits in a sukkah that is raining, he's pushing us into a sukkah bachal, so go to Shem sukkah when it's raining. So the Maisa will not be for you to make all the intimacies today to try and stay in the sukkah as long as possible. Let me go later. Airspace, a very, very Nogaya Shaila when you're sitting in a sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah Yizayim Rebbeis brings down the halacha, it depends on how big the airspace is for it to be possible. The Gemara says, Avir possible b'shleisha. Now there's a machlokes rab and shmuel in the Gemara. What exactly is going on and where is this avir kedei to make it possible? The Maisa, going straight to halacha, the Maisa, we pass in Azoi. If it's in the middle, 4 amas. So if you've got a 4x4 amma space, an airspace in the middle, the Abadim passes through the Choyu, the Gantz, and Sukkah, depending on the shape, I'm going into it. Masha'engin, it's on the side of the Sukkah, then 4 Tvachim. Mimele, Mishnah Berurah says 3x3. We should be Machmed 3x3, which means very, very important. When you're sitting at the end of the sukkah, and the ma'aseh, you see sometimes the schar flipped over, which is negay, sometimes on Yom Tov, you can't even go back, you can't start putting it back, because I've had it, it's mukta, shai is a boida also. Is the ma'aseh, you have to be makbid, not to sit in a place that's more than 3x3. Now, it's also negay when you're about the air conditioning units, for example, on top of the schar, same shai as we mentioned before. If they're 3x3 tfachim, do not sit under that mokim, about it doesn't pass on the whole sukkah, but don't sit there. Another very shkiyat shai as well. Sukkahs and chutzpahs that are built into the house. So most of them, how it works is the roof normally doesn't hit. The roof that opens does not hit the actual wall. They have not much what we have over here. There's a space normally from where the roof opens to the end of the wall itself. So you watch everybody in the sukkah. Then everybody's busy trying to figure out, am I inside the sukkah? Am I not inside the sukkah? Lamaisa. Poshul la'alocha lamaisa fi shulchanach fi shabura. If the space between the wall and the opening of the roof is less than 3 tfachim, you can sit under that mokim itself of the ceiling of the house. You don't have to sit under the actual ceiling of the schar, because again, less than 3 tfachim is the Seder Gomel. Again, it's close to London's list. We haven't got time to be married in it. Weiter. Two more Ikar halachas that I wanted to speak out. You understand this? Kama ba'ava after Subi Chalakim over here. I wanted to be'etzim get one day, Be'ez Hashem, the halachas of Mitzvah Yeshivas and Sukkah. I went to read the bracha, I'm about to make a bracha, I'll say drachim, b'chulay, maybe next year, later. I'll go for it. Stolen Sukkahs. Maybe in a game shayna, more than a game than I thought it was. The Gemara says in Sukkah Chav Zayin on the base, look the Lashon of the Gemara. Ava pisha, amu ein odem yoytzi, dey chavosim, b'yon tevish, b'lovo shal chaveroi, ava yoytzi dey chavosim, b'sukosu shal chaveroi. Fet the Shulchan Aruch, ay, shteit in Torah, tata lecha, which the Chari means is going to belong to you. So the way it says over nine, because it says, kala ezra, kala ma'isa, we learned during Drosha from the Pesukim over there, that Gans Klal Yisrael went into the Sukkah, they had one Sukkah, such shy for Gans Klal Yisrael to go into at one time, maybe they went there, achaz, there's the Lashon of the Yisrael, maybe we see that it's shy for a person to go to a sukkah and be yosef if it does not belong to him. Now, what happens to go in a sukkah that's not yours? You want to go pasha to the mezonis. You're walking in the street. You will never see the episode of mezonis. And there's a sukkah on the street. You're doing the sukkahs on the street. I'm going to walk in there. Baba bracha. Zim. Baba ya. As the ma'aseh be'etzer. If you know, if there's nothing in, if he's not there b'chlal, and he's not about to come now to the sukkah, it's not meal time, is a ma'aseh about if it's mutzis, I'll be the klal that we know from the Gemara Pesachim, Nichalei Inish b'chulei, and a person is taka, not makbid for mitzvahs to be done by memoina. I'll go point in the kapachim, says the Richter Gahara, that if he's got expensive gishmak kazachan in there, he's got nice decorations, nice tablecloth, and obviously if the door is locked, there's no shayin b'chlal that he's makbid, and you should not do such a thing. Stolen wood and schach, you have to be makbid until you buy the schach and the wood from, because again, if it's stolen, there's tremendous shayin, there's a shina b'shus, a shina Hashem, whether the person's koina or not, if you give the yitz or not. But I'm going to give you a couple of dugmois that are talking the geir to stolen things. For example, zuk the poiskin. Rav Chaim Balashi and Moshe Chai Tain is a Moedike Chiddush. He Tain is, this is very again, someone recently told me this, his mom's emetiz, years and years they've been in their sukkah, their neighbors been upset about it, they never realized there was even a shayla b'chlal. What was the shayla? They built their sukkah in an open that it blocks the neighbor's light. And if it blocks the neighbor's light, it's a shayla gneva mamish. What's the halacha with gneva? What's the halacha with gneva? So the Magen Avraham writes the halacha in Tofish Lamed Zayin. The Magen Avraham writes, sorry, Ian, for a person that is noig to make a sukkah on the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, b'diyeved about if it's kosher, or if you can't make a bracha in such a sukkah. Shailim Gneva. And as always, the Pesach La'aloch and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Derech HaChaim and the Sivas. Now, again, many poskim are cholik on this. Then the Rabba, the Ishla Rav Buchach, the Yaivitz v'cholei, the Mokhoyot, the Vada, you can. The Mishabu's not Machweir. But according to the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, if you have a shayla of a stolen sukkah, you cannot make a bracha. In the chenam you yoytza, but to make a bracha you can't. It's a shayla bracha levatov. In King Bob, going back to our original shayla, the chiddush of Ruchaim Balashi, is the mice if you make a sukkah in the oven that you're ruining somebody else, and he's taka upset about it. Again, if it doesn't bother him and he's besaidi with it, above it's a shayla bachlal. But if he's taka moicha and taka upset, it's a shayla of geneva. In case it's a shayla of a stolen sukkah, shayla if you can make a bracha. Now the mishnah of etzim is makel. And as always, the Pesach, the Maestro of Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you've got nowhere else to make a sukkah, then you can make a sukkah. Afinu bo Rishus HaRabim, without Rishus. So, the Mishnah Kered, nice. When is the Mishnah Berurah talking? Chutz Loretz. Over here in the Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah Kered is Poshet.
A person can make himself a sukkah in Rishus HaRabim, he doesn't need Rishus, he can narrow the Mokum of Rishus HaRabim, he doesn't need Rishus from the government Bechlal. Now, Avada, it's not negated if a person lives in an apartment building in Chutz La'aretz and he has, for example, a front garden over there where all the Mishtatvim of the whole building are Mishtatvim together and he puts a sukkah over there, if David comes along and says, hey, make a taser, he's not, that's 100% mutter, unless David says, I want to have this place, but I've got to strike everybody, it's the Seder. Zukkah v'Yashiv, tremendous chiddush. Zukkah v'Yashiv, it's a murder chiddush. But Allah is very important. Maybe more in Chutz La'aretz, maybe here, I don't know. Or we eat times, if you have a restaurant. Now, how many of the restaurants do this in Chutz La'aretz? They build in front of their restaurant the sukkahs. Why isn't the sukkahs kosher? I don't know. I'm shocked. Or but Lama Zogin is kosher. Lama Zogin is like a lot of the sukkah. Or but to make a bracha such a thing, I'll feed the Shulchan Aruch around, I'll feed the Mogen Abraham, it's a shayla of a bracha levatol. If it's a shayla of a gneiva, if the government will take a makfid, you have to find it in each place, in each market, if the makfid is a shayla of a gneiva. Who has in enough a shayla? Zuhu Adashim, if you build a marpeset in a place where your neighbors do not give you rishus, we're not talking about getting rishus from the government, it's a mashu achet, not for now. Or for long as only you're building in a mokum without rishus from your neighbors, and if you give rishus, you know the neighbors weren't happy about your little extension over there, but you built it, you built yourself a nice little marpeset with a nice pogod over there, you built a sukkah, Zuhu Adashim, you cannot use such a sukkah. Shiloh person, that's enough gemina, by the way, even not for you, but you're going to eat by somebody else. You have to know how to put in their sukkah. Now, gemina, if you go to a baldira, right, for example, baldira is that to somebody else, and he says, I don't want you to sublet this apartment, right? Let's see, he does. That's in Beyonce, they'll never find out, enough gemina. He sublets the apartment, you go eat by somebody's house, Shiloh the name of Mamsh. You cannot make a bracha in such a sukkah. Weiter, what happens in a place, maybe Switzerland, where the government come out and say nobody's allowed to build a sukkah on their balcony? It spoils the beauty of the town, whatever it may be. Zuhu v'Yashiv, you can't make a bracha in such a sukkah. It's a shayla gneiva, and it's also mevorit on such a thing. Now, there is a shayla in the poskim to make a sukkah in a fire escape. If, for example, feeling it belongs to you, there is a shayla lemaisa, some poskim taka machma on a fire escape. One last shayla is better than a shayla for Mukta, with the schach and everything else. But the Gemara tells us that etzin the atzei sukkah are going to be also called shiva, which again is the shlokah. The brings from over here the ganze kedusha from sukkah is a moed gezach, hagiga b'chule. Everybody knows. And the meisa we paskin again machlokes rishayim, but we paskin not only the sukkah, the schach, but also the actual walls itself. Mimele is also to have any hanor from the walls or from the schach. So what does it mean hanor? So tav is machadish tav. The zoyin the pesach la'locha mishnebuga. Then it means hanor when I'm vatal the mitzvah. Classic example, I rip off a piece of the sukkah wall and I use it as a toothpick. That's about the answer. Why? Because I'm mevatel in the oil, it's not bottle from the sukkah, it's not me becoming mitzvah of the sukkah, mezuk the mishabura, but to use it bahana in an oifen that I've not been mevatel the mitzvah, that's mutter, da'ainu. To lean on it is mutter. To lean on the sukkah from the inside and the outside is not called having hana, and it's called mutter. Who are din? Stomach. First of all, the hand things on it, or the, even if it's not no sukkah, there's no shayla bechlal. Now, they have to be makpid. Not only is there no sukkah, also, but also the things that hold the no sukkah. If a piece of sellotape, a piece of a pin comes out from the sukkah, to use it now for dovah choyl is also. To take that piece of blue tack, a piece of sellotape, and to bring it inside the house and use it. I think of a bigger chiddush, sukkah shleim islam, and a bigger chiddush. Imagine the light in the sukkah. A nice progressive bow. It's not so gishmak. Chesed is very low. I want to replace it for a starker one. So I take one from the kitchen. Kitchen's got much starker light. I take that one out and I replace it. But that's awesome. Why? Because this light was called the kedusha of sukkah, right? No sukkah. Right? Shine the person with taka lights are included. But want to cover poiskim, lights are included. In place to take it out, to vatel it from the sukkah and to use it, the derech hanor is going to be awesome. Al kidei kach, there's a shayla in the poskim that loved up the things that are stuck to the sukkah itself, but who have been things that are resting in the sukkah. For example, you have a plant pot and there's some light in the sukkah. There's a shayla in the poskim, the meiser of Mr. Gevedes Takatainis, that's in the shayla of no sukkah, memela, you cannot use it. State in the Sras Emes, and we know the Mishnah tells us that in order for a person to carry a mitzvah of sukkah, he needs to put reishai v'ruboi of his guf into the sukkah. This is the Sras Emes Avada. Says Elvazar, a person wants to carry a mitzvah, he needs to put reishai, he has to put his whole head and whole mind into it, and Avada, he has to put reishai gufai, his heart into it, not to carry a mitzvah stam. We'll have to try the Izzah Shem at a different time to go through all the halachas of the etzim mitzvah yeshiva sukkah.